Since January 1st of this year, construction in California has been governed by an updated statewide set of building codes, collectively known as CalGreen.
What this code's all about is mandating more environmentally friendly and energy conservation-based building in both new construction and in some but not all cases, remodeling for residential and commercial structures.
That's Wally Geer, an architect and green building consultant and educator. He'll be leading a pair of workshops on the new codes tomorrow for the Redwood Empire chapter of the National Green Building Council. He sees the new rules as a needed move to unify the many differing local standards for residential and commercial construction, including the widely used Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, or LEED, program.
The driver of this being brought into law was, let's try to get one consolidated set of ground rules that everyone understands and unbiased building department officials will administer, because I believe it was in 2004, the National Association of Home Builders did a rather extensive research study and found there were over 120 independent green building systems and codes throughout the United States.
The new codes are organized into three tiers or levels of greenness, with the mandatory requirements embedded into the first or baseline tier. That means there is a significant learning curve right now for builders and designers, the primary reason for the workshops tomorrow. But Geer says the costs associated with the code changes should be modest and quickly recoverable.
To hit the bottom rung mandatory tier of CalGreen, this will increase construction costs from 2 to 5%. Yet those increases in construction cost will have probably a very solid return on investment payback when it comes to energy savings. So in most but not all cases, that 2 or 3 or 4% will actually provide a very solid return on investment in even the first few years of the operating cost of the building.
In addition to the energy-saving and environmental benefits of the updated statewide building codes, Geer says they contain another less apparent benefit by restoring greater local control to the permitting and inspection process.
It turns the compliance and inspection-related issues over to local building enforcement officials. It's your building department that's seeing if you're complying properly. It is not third-party independent private sector parties, which are basically the individuals that drive the LEED system.
With that, however, comes another part of the process that will probably not be very popular with most builders, a notable increase in the amount of paperwork they're required to file. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.